and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning for us every Friday is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and he's going to bring us up to date with what's really going on behind the scenes. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you. My main topic on the World Affairs Brief today is the economy hyping hope while peddling fear. Barack Obama and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke were reading from the same playbook this week, hyping hope in the economy but still wringing all the necessary leverage out of public fear to justify the certainty of future bailouts. Obama was trying to claim both things, that he could see signs of economic progress while saying we're not out of the woods. You know, that's like someone predicting something, you know, akin to the bottom of this market, and they're hoping that this is the bottom, that they can see it in sight. Ben Bernanke echoed the foolish, optimistic remarks of John McCain when he said, I'm fundamentally optimistic about our economy. We know what happened to John McCain after he said that. The markets fell out completely. Well, Bernanke said there are signs that the sharp decline in the U.S. economy is slowing. Well, even if that were true, which is by no means certain, there are still other major crises ahead, and it's little consolation when the bottom is nowhere near in sight. So Obama's speechwriters had injected into his remarks some defensive remarks targeting the growing backlash against the bailouts, as exemplified by the Tea Party protests that happened nationwide. Obama rejected criticism that he was acting with, quote, reckless abandon by touting the old mantra that deep crises require powerful actions. He said, history has shown repeatedly that when nations do not take early and aggressive action to get credit flowing again, they have crises that last years and years instead of months and months. Well, that's a distortion of economic history and a classic case of what economists call pushing on a string, an economic term for trying to increase supply of credit when there's little desire to take on more debt. Interest rates are effectively 0% and fewer are taking the bait. So it isn't the problem of credit, it's a problem of we've had a bubble, and there's people are legitimately unwilling now to get into further debt, and this is healthy for the economy. Past depressions were caused by a powerful tightening of the money supply after a period of expansion. This crisis was caused by purposeful and massive expansion of credit, which cannot be overcome with more credit, even at zero rates. A business wants profits, and they need them fast. They don't need more debt. The ratio of debt to equity is already too high to pay off unless you are the recipient of bailout money, and those are the only people paying off their debts. Isn't that ironic? Goldman Sachs and other insider banks are, quote, showing profits. Well, that's easy to do, Stan, when you have billions in bailout funds to undergird your expenses. And those profits aren't real, of course. They're only being bandied about to in order to help bank stocks rise. Well, all the major world's financial powers know that a major sea change is in the offing, and they are desperate to find a way to get out of dollars without precipitating a crash of the dollar. They know that the U.S. monetary policy has only one way to go, and that is down, or at least massive inflation. You know, only the U.S. can get away with that, at least for a bit longer, due to its massive quantity advantage. The big money is betting against the dollar long-term, even though the dollar so far is holding its own, which, of course, is due to the weakness of other currencies who can't initiate inflation to the degree that the U.S. can. So this week it was important to understand that China has made a decision, a decisive decision, not to wait any longer for the dollar to go down or collapse. It is moving to buy up massive amounts of strategic materials and minerals while prices are cheap and while the dollar still has some value. They've been buying up huge quantities in excess. I mean, you've got to remember, their economy has shrunk almost 20%. And yet they're buying up higher than normal quantities of strategic metals, including copper, titanium, molybdenum, rhodium. You know, all of these are also very strong, zinc, nickel, rare metals. These are very, very strong metals you need to stockpile for war as well. While it makes sense for China to take advantage of last year's commodity crash to restock supply, clearly, these are being bought, say analysts, to diversify out of U.S. treasuries and to start to unload or trade their dollar holdings for actual commodities. Now, this is a very wise thing to do. The same strategy is being employed here at home as more and more middle-class professionals jump on the preparedness bandwagon and start stockpiling commodities, survival equipment, and retreat properties. Clearly, they are not swayed by the facile, you know, ploy of pushing economic optimism on the American people. This is one of the best things that people can do when the dollar is going to take an inflationary spike, is to buy things in anticipation of that, so they buy cheap and then they can sell high and get the advantage of having some inflation. Now, most of the statistics about growth now in the economy are illusory and sometimes based upon temporary stimulus offerings that won't last. Let me give you an example. New home sales saw a spike this last quarter specifically because of monetary incentives passed by state legislatures and Congress, sometimes amounting to $14,000. That's quite an incentive to go out and buy a home. But it's only applicable to a new home, never before occupied. These new home sales figures have been driven only by the lure of getting this freebie from government. But even then, the pool of potential buyers who can qualify for a loan is still relatively small. More than half of the buyers in this program are speculators who still do have some money. Now, the spike in sales of used homes was primarily due to the steady rise of foreclosures. So that is not the same as an actual legitimate return to the market. U.S. foreclosure filings rose to a record in the first quarter as employers cut jobs in the recession. And every time a job is cut, almost inevitably, within 6 months, that home was on the foreclosure block because they simply cannot pay the mortgage. And temporary programs to delay action on defaults came to an end. A total of almost a million properties received default or auction notice, 24% more than a year earlier. Filings for the month of March totaled 341,000, also a record. And foreclosures haven't even peaked yet.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen. Looking at the real statistics, don't listen to what they're telling you. The worst, far worse, is yet to come.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life.
Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stanback here. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, talking about what's really going on in the economy and the massive foreclosures that lie ahead. But, of course, everybody's trying to tell you everything's fine. You know, we may have turned the corner. Well, you know, things probably are. We see hope now. We see sort of light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, that's an oncoming freight train. But go right ahead.
Well, you know, the economy actually continued to worsen across the United States in March and April amid scattered signs that the pace was lessening. That's what they're all concentrating on. But I think we're looking at simply waves, things stabilize for a little while, and then another shoe drops, and the other big shoe is starting this year will be the default of many commercial loans. A great many banks that are in good condition right now, because they were not involved in subprime residential mortgages, were heavily involved in commercial mortgages. I mean, banks have to put their money somewhere. And they do make loans to business entities and big corporations and others, and those loans are going to start now to go bad this year. As that sector falls into delinquency, a lot of heretofore stable banks are going to go under and be in trouble. And that's what I think this bailout is all about. The so-called problem banks, the big insider banks, have all this bailout money, and they're have profits in order to buy out these other banks. I mean, this is just very evil, Dr. Stan, to have propped up the big ones, not because they're too big to fail, but so that they can act as predators on the other ones who will be destabilized as the real economy continues to go down. We have been bailing out the speculative economy so that they can prey on the rest. But industrial output has also declined the worst since VE Day of World War II. It fell 1.5% in March, despite higher production of motor vehicles and boost from utilities. And the total industrial production is down 13% since the recession began in December 2007. Now, as expected, consumer prices posted their first annual decline since 1955, and unused American manufacturing capacity reached a record. Well, this is actually good news. Declining prices tend to lead to a positive resolution of economic woes. Would that the Feds would allow home prices to fall even further. Despite current declines, home prices are still too expensive relative to people's incomes, and they need to fall further. The bottom line is, expressed by John Silva, chief economist at Wachovia, we are going to have an economic recovery, but it won't feel like one to most of us. That's because of a permanent change is taking place in foreign and domestic consumption. People will be wary for many years to come about the free spending, easy credit temptation. Don't expect that to come back. Thus, people and businesses will have to get used to a permanent lower level of consumption, which is actually healthy for slow growth. So the next topic is hijacking the Tea Party. Watch out for Newt Gingrich. Increasingly, we're seeing mainstream Republicans jump on the energized Ron Paul movement as they attempt to capitalize on public backlash to the evils of the bailouts. Lest that backlash accrue to Ron Paul's libertarian conservative faction at the expense of the corrupt National Party. Conservatives would do well to remember that these are the same rubber-stamping, big-spending Republicans who stood solidly behind President Bush when he began the bailout process. And suddenly they're all acting as if the Obama bailouts are something new and evil that must be decried. Well, they are new and they are evil, but they're not new. No single Republican is more symptomatic of this hypocritical trend than Republican House Speaker, former Republican House Speaker Newt Gingrich, perhaps the world's most expert political chameleon at changing his stripes whenever the political winds shift. It's very clear that Gingrich is planning a political comeback. Conservatives must never forget that Gingrich's ploy in launching his contract with America in opposition to the Clinton election. As soon as Gingrich achieved his leadership post in the Republican-controlled Congress, he promptly forgot about the contract and pushed the passage of NAFTA, betraying his globalist roots. Conservatives should not forget his multiple examples of infidelity and womanizing and his feigning repentance by playing up to the evangelical religious leaders, who were equally duped into supporting Bush in exchange for a place at the phony White House prayer breakfast. He even wrote a book called Rediscovering America, God in America, Reflections on the Role of Faith in Our Nation's History. I mean, this man's hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Agreed. I think that, and that he is a new ager. I mean, but he has been sold to the American people as a conservative. It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough, an awful lot of people will believe.
Well, he is an enthusiastic speaker. He's a rabble-rouser almost, and he's capable of getting people moved to things, but you have to be careful. I mean, he jumped on this Tea Party bandwagon, so did Glenn Beck, and I think Glenn Beck is a legitimate conservative. I think he's way off base in bashing and conspiracy, as we covered last week, but these people are riding everything that Ron Paul does to the bank, and just to make sure that it doesn't accrue to Ron Paul. David Edwards and John Byrne wrote this week about hijacking of Ron Paul's Tea Party by big-spending Republicans like Gingrich. They said, as conservatives coalesce in nationwide protests against rising taxes, government spending, and what they call the bailout mentality, the ship appears to have sprung a leak. Representative Paul's media coordinator, Steve Gordon, decried what he characterized as an attempt by mainstream conservative Republicans to hijack a long-cherished libertarian cause. Gordon singled out former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Gingrich is a good example, Gordon said. He could be one of those two tea bags because he likes his tea bags sweetened with TARP funding, which he supported. This other one could be Mike Huckabee, tax hike Mike, because he likes his teabag sweetened with tax increases. They see you've got a bunch of Republicans, senior Republican officials in the Deep South who can't tell if their teabags are swinging from the right or the left. Well, the Tea Parties were relatively successful considering how difficult it is for people on the right to engage in political protest. We aren't usually a type of people that gets out in the streets. It was only because of the Ron Paul meetup groups, that they're able to organize these things. So organizational power is something that Ron Paul has left as a great legacy due to all of the wonderful people that joined his campaign. I think it's hopeful there. In many cases, the media coverage about the 700-plus tax-protesting Tea Parties ended up telling us more about the media than the rallies themselves. Cable channels tended to cover and debate the events along with their predictable viewer lines, Fox News taking them seriously, while MSNBC generally dismissing them. Most people dismiss them as the Republican Party attempting to do a comeback, failing to acknowledge this was not the Republican Party. This was the right wing of the Republican Party, which is moving with, strongly against something that they've always been against. You know, while the Tea Party motif is a great come on for publicity and rallying the troops, it isn't particularly effective, in my opinion, at portraying the real basis of growing dissatisfaction in America, the feeling that the country is run by conspiring insiders and that we, the people, have no more control or influence in our republic. The fact is, the powers that be have been brilliant in their use of anything but taxes to fund these foreign wars and bailouts, so it's going to be hard to ride the anti-tax bandwagon to victory. Even Obama can play the tax card by offering up middle-class tax cuts while sticking it to the rich, who already pay 80% of the income tax. With more than a third of all income earners already excluded from paying the income tax, there really isn't a grassroots movement there, per se. In fact, there was a Gallup poll this week that found 53% of Americans approve of the expansion of the U.S. government to help fix the economy. And this proves a point I have made a long time ago, in that given an unprincipled American populace, a benefit-corrupted American populace, they will vote for more benefits and for more bailouts above principle every time. Even 48% think the amount of federal taxes they pay is about right, and that's because they've given tax increases for several years. Compared to other countries, our taxes are considered moderate. But when you count everything, income taxes, state, which takes 7 to 8% of the tax, you count 15% for self-employed on Social Security taxes, you're over 50%. And that's way too high, Dr. Stan.
It sure is. And, of course, they keep saying about all these people who don't pay any income tax, but they're paying their Medicare, Social Security tax, and their employer is paying the comparable amount. And that is not simply going into a fund for their retirement, because there isn't any fund. That is simply another means of income tax, because the government immediately takes that money, supposedly for their future Social Security and medical benefits, and simply spends it, and then puts in bonds. And that is simply unconscionable, because when those people retire, there's not going to be any money there.
That's right. Well, moving on, there's been a continued systematic bashing of America's right wing, despite the left's knee-jerk disdain for the phrase coined by Ronald Reagan. He put it right when he said, "Here we go again." Falling on the heels of last month's infamous Missouri State Police MEAC report warning about anti-government persons associated with Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin's Constitution Party, this week, Department of Homeland Security joined the fray by an ill-timed volley aimed at tainting anyone with anti-government tendencies as a potential domestic terrorist. Well, some people suspect that this leak, and it is a leak because this is classified for official use only, was purposely timed to smear the burgeoning Tea Party rebellion of the Ron Paul movement. But just like Missouri Governor, I forgot his name right now, who came out defending the MEAC report, and then later had to recant because of the public uprising, Janet Napolitano, former governor of Arizona, and by the way, lots of people are glad to see her gone from Arizona, but she's doing her damage in the national level now. She was running all of the talk shows on Sunday defending herself against this public outcry, trying to quell concerns. First of all, she made the point that we put out a similar report on the left in January. This is actually true. The DHS limited their coverage of the left to the internet hacking capabilities of certain animal rights and environmental extremists that seek to end the perceived abuse and suffering of animals and environmental problems. In contrast to the right-wing attack, where the government had no specific groups or movements to attack, the DHS did, in fact, have some dangerous left-wing groups. Animal Liberation Front, these are actual terrorist organizations. The Earth Liberation Front, Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, Animal Defense League, Earth First groups. They also mentioned anarchist extremists in embracing radical philosophical components of anti-capitalist, anti-globalization, communist, socialist, and other movements. Well, it should be noted, however, that there was absolutely no media coverage of the aforementioned January report, and that can either be because the media itself, being liberal, didn't choose to bash their own, but certainly the right was the report on the right was eagerly accepted and promulgated by the liberal media. Now, this tendency is spreading to other jurisdictions. Incredibly, the Maryland National Guard issued a warning this week concerning Tea Party participants, saying, the Guard document describes the Tea Party protests as a movement where numerous entities have formed recently to express displeasure, anger over federal state government actions. The document clearly intended to treat protesters as potential domestic threat, advising the Guard personnel to prepare for the worst and put the men on alert. The person who wrote this either has no clue as to the makeup of Ron Paul movement or is trying to poison the waters. Shame on military commanders for even accepting such garbage. I mean, anybody who knows the movement on the right knows these are not radical people. They're not people prone to, in fact, all of these protests, more than 700, were absolutely peaceful.
Well, you know, I think, Joel, the thing that impresses me most, I think they really want chaos. I think they want civil unrest in this country. Certainly, that will serve their purposes. I'm sure they have the conservative movement thoroughly infiltrated with people who, when the time is given, the order is given, will begin creating acts of violence. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Student Network.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at American Student Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you and perhaps subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and get the information on a weekly basis.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. And people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief. There's three major areas on my website. One of the prominent ones after the synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief is a rundown of all of the news as my research staff post to me stories for me to review. They go through and search through all of the conventional stories and post on the website the best ones, at least the ones that contain the least omissions and problems. And so you kind of get a pre-filtered view of the best news if you go to World Affairs Brief. And on Friday, if you subscribe, there's a modest fee for my services. I put out my analysis, adding back crucial information and synthesizing a lot of news together in the brief. It's amazing. I go through hundreds and hundreds of pieces during a week and sort through. There's a lot of filler in every news article. They repeat themselves. They have to be complete. And so I take out the best pieces that come from these sources and synthesize it all into something that reads much more concentrated, as we've been talking about today.
Well, I recommend the World Affairs Brief to all of our listeners. I read it certainly every morning. I go to that website and routinely, and then I look forward to Joel's analysis of what's be coming out today. So go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about bashing the right wing, and actually, you know, Napolitano is correct that this has been going on for a long time, and it's going to continue. William Norman Grigg put out a piece this week tracing the genesis of this problem to, and this was Congress enacted 2 years ago, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. I mean, this was a terrible piece of legislation aimed specifically at authorizing eventual tracking of dissidents within the United States, a vote of 404-6, and one of those six was, of course, Ron Paul. Its first stepchild was an official commission to examine potential content-based Internet restrictions. At some point, it also begat a specialized section within the Department of Homeland Security called the Extremism and Radicalization Branch, which Greg calls the ERB. This means that for the first time in American history, the federal government is a full-time intelligence organ devoted exclusively to scrutinizing the political opinions and affiliations of U.S. citizens and calling those, we're the ones that are called extremists. And it's difficult to overstate the importance of this development as a milestone in our nation's downward apostasy from its founding as a constitutional republic. So the ERB has an environmental threat analysis division, intelligence and analysis assessment of right-wing division. This document that was put out is what he calls reheated leftovers from several previous intelligence analyses of the right, including the FBI's notorious 1999 Project Megiddo broadside about terrorist threats, the Phoenix FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force report identifying constitutionalists as a potential threat, and I would add the MEAC report just last month or two.
Well, I think everybody should read this recent report that came out this last week, though, because they equate people, who are pro-life, who are pro-family, who oppose the NAFTA program, who oppose our jobs being sent overseas as potential terrorists. I mean, how these issues are utilized by the extreme, a potential terrorist, to mobilize people. Well, certainly the people on the left use the pro-life issue, or the abortion issue and the homosexual issue. Are they considered as potential terrorists in America? I mean, basically what this is a means of targeting anybody who disagrees with the all-powerful federal state. This is the thing, and they're their radical views, their radical positions aimed at destroying the moral fabric of our society. Anybody who disagrees with the federal government, potential terrorist. And that's, in essence, what it's saying. And I think the people should be outraged, and I think they should write to the president and demand that Janet Napolitano be relieved of her position. If she can defend this position, certainly, Mr. Obama, I hope that you don't support that, and you certainly should ask for her resignation.
Well, you know, it also is a misuse of the terminology terrorist. A terrorist is someone who attacks citizens indiscriminately just in order to try to destabilize the government. That's what terrorism is. It is indiscriminate attacking of any citizen. But this particular, even if there was a violent revolutionary tendency or that is targeting government corruption, for example, would not be terrorism against citizens. Abortion people who target abortion clinics is not terrorism. They're not targeting innocent people. They're targeting abortion doctors. And so this is not a proper use of the word terrorism. I worry about the broadening of that. That doesn't mean that the violence is necessarily justified in any of those cases I mentioned, but I'm just saying it's not terrorism.
Well, of course, you know, they certainly try to, create returning soldiers with potential terrorists after all. Some of the people come back from overseas, they're trained to kill, they have difficulty fitting into society. These you could become lone wolf terrorists like Timothy McVeigh. And of course, they bring up, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing, and yet there's still a great deal of concern on my part that this was a government operation. Timothy McVeigh told three separate people that he was actually working for the government. He told it to Harry Nichols. He told it to his sister. He put it in a letter, and Charles Key has a copy of that letter, saying he was working on a special forces team involved in the illegal activity. He told that to his jailmate when he was in the prison before he was so-called executed. In fact, he told his cellmate that the only way he was going to get out of prison was to be executed. And then he went on to tell him that he was part of a secret government operation. And that's in a book called Secrets Worth Dying For. And yet not one single mention of that possibility. I'm not saying it's true, but the possibility that what he told Harry Nichols, it was really part of a secret government operation, was true. And why isn't that ever mentioned by the media?
Yeah, I believe you're absolutely right. I've seen the evidence. I think it's compelling that McVeigh was working for the government. It was very telling. I remember writing about this in the World Affairs Brief that, for somebody who was on the right, this guy would never talk to anybody on the right wing who wanted to see him in prison. Had no affinity for anybody on the right. He wasn't working for the right. And so the characterization that this was a right-wing militia guy was strictly propaganda.
Sure.
In any case, my next story is the government is still surveilling all communications. Once again, despite Obama's assurances to the contrary, evidence continues to surface about NSA eavesdropping on civilians.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register, or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course my concern is that the government has agent provocateurs working within the conservative movement and working within the Christian movement, trying to get people involved in illegal activities. And I would just say to our listeners, if somebody comes to you, maybe he's your best friend, suggesting, oh, we should be involved in arming ourselves and preparing for all sorts of military activity against the government, he's probably a government agent, even if he's your best friend. And people have found that out, to their sorrow, that the government actually pays people to befriend people, to turn them into potential terrorists or criminals.
Well, that's absolutely true. That's why I think people should be very wary about joining the militia movement, even though I believe in building a network of friends to know who you can trust. People should not meet regularly and discuss tactics or strategy about countering oppression, because those things do get infiltrated, and one has to be very careful.
Randy Weaver, remember Ruby Ridge? This one man he trusted, his best friend, turned out to be a government agent, and it ended up with his wife and son murdered by government agents.
Yeah. Well, this is still disconcerting about the surveilling of all communications. As I've pointed out many times before, the NSA eavesdrops on everything. They have computer tracking of all fiber optic networks. They tap into the nodes. They basically take everything. And now there's a disinformation campaign going out, spread by the New York Times, by the government through the New York Times, where claiming that the National Security Agency intercepted private email messages and phone calls of Americans in recent months on a scale that went beyond the broad legal limits established by Congress. And, of course, this is just disinformation, because they say, first of all, the results are classified. We won't tell you specifically, but we're just admitting that we went beyond Congress, and now the problem is fixed. I mean, what they're basically doing, Dr. Stan, is continuing to admit that we're surveilling and that there are excesses, but that, we fixed the problem. This is nothing more than something that makes it appear as if it's been resolved, gets people used to the fact that the NSA is eavesdropping. But let me tell you this. This is a lie by omission. The NSA can't distinguish the source. At first, they have to record everything and then analyze it. So they're tapping everything. These so-called technical issues are simply a cover for the fact that the NSA is surveilling everything. They do keep records of what they want to record for future analysis, meaning they may not be analyzing domestic terrorism right now, and they may, but they certainly still have the material recorded from their computers that have to do with anybody speaking the right-wing talk. And
the thing is that they would have access to every telephone conversation, this telephone conversation or any one telephone conversation that anybody has, or any email or fax, that they send. You have to understand that Big Brother is watching. But this is not new. It's been going on for 20 or 30 years. And for our listeners, if you doubt it, go up on the Internet and look up Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, the NSA secret program, to monitor every telephone call in the entire world. it's amazing electronic capacity they have, but then I marvel at what they have, and of course they're watching us, whether it be with satellites. They have the satellites up to monitor American people. They can listen to your cell phone conversations. They can trap where you are. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, in another similar story, covering for torture, the Obama administration has said that essentially that in their release of four new memos, and by the way, they're still keeping secret the worst of these memos from the Bush administration of Justice Department officials justifying torture. And yet, CIA Director Leon Panetta, he emailed thousands of subordinates his hearty greetings in the CIA and said CIA officers do not tolerate or will continue to promptly report any inappropriate behavior or allegations of abuse. And this rule will not be evaded by proxies. Well, you know, this is essentially lying. When Obama is the point these make these kinds of categorical statements, people tend to believe them absolutely. They don't appear to be hedging like Bush did when he talked about torture, but they're still lying. He also spoke about decommissioning black sites constructed in the Bush era, but virtually no one outside the CIA has any power to check up and see if this is true. You know, people just say, well, he wouldn't say this if he really didn't mean it. I mean, why would he say we're decommissioning black sites? Well, there's hundreds of ways to decommission. They could simply shut some down and start new ones up. I mean, who will know what's going on at Guantanamo Bay? It could suddenly become a black site. But, you know, one wonders what sort of care Panetta's agents will take to preserve evidence of what transpired, especially when Panetta has basically said the CIA contractors... saying basically that this is we're past these things, and there will be no prosecution of the Bush administration people in the Department of Justice, and there will be no prosecution, said Obama today or yesterday, of any CIA agents who were guilty of torture if they were following guidelines set down by the government.
And sometimes they tortured people to death. That is, it was so unconscionable, but they'll get off scot-free. Nothing will be done.
Yeah. But Panetta's, you know, resolution, he said, officers who act on guidance of the Department of Justice, oracle of such guidance previously, should not be investigated, let alone punished. I mean, but Obama himself said that people should be punished and the government should not be held to a different standard than ordinary people.
Well, I happen to, I ran against Leon Panetta for Congress back in 1988. And I looked into his background. When he was in Congress, most Republicans wouldn't either shake hands with him or even speak to him. He was such a despicable, dishonest individual. And yet that man today heads the CIA.
Yeah. Well, he is an evil person. He was the fixer for Clinton. And Obama said today in releasing the memo that it is our intention to assure those who carried out their duties relying in good faith upon legal advice from the Department of Justice will not be subject to prosecution. And this is just a great evil. It contradicts what he said before. And it shows that, you know, after he says every one of these things, but, you know, we are interested in moving on. And that's always the excuse.
We're out of time. We're going to have to move on. God bless. Talk to you next week, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our Saturday, our Friday programs as much as I do with Joel. Tremendous source of information. And I would simply point out, nothing as it appears to be. We didn't get a chance to touch on the pirate issue, but you have to understand that the southern part of Somalia, where the pirates are operating out of, had been taken over by the radical Islamists, and they had stopped the piracy. There was no piracy there. They would not tolerate piracy because it was against the Quran. So the American government moved in using financing the Ethiopians or one another military group, and they drove the radical Islamists out so that we could have a base for piracy. Now, why do you think it is that there are no weapons on our ships? You know, you would think it would be logical to have an arms locker where they would have weapons to fight off pirates. Oh, we can't have weapons on board ships. So what we're doing is creating an open opportunity for the pirates to come. This whole thing is contrived, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing as it appears to be. What's the solution? Maybe we ought to pass the Law of the Sea Treaty. That would solve the piracy issue. Ah, yes. We create the problem, and then we have a solution. And that is, of course, progressive loss of freedom for everyone in the United States. Well, how do we understand such diabolical thinking? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the frankly satanic organizations that exist in the United States today, and there are many of them. And, of course, if you haven't seen the pictures of the leaders of our country dressed up in their hoods and their gowns and their candles and their chants, you need to see the Secrets of the Bohemian Grove pictures actually taken at the Bohemian Grove by Alex Jones, and understand really what's going on behind the scenes. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the new Alex Jones DVD. It's called Obama Deception. We have, of course, Alex's DVD on the Bilderbergers and population control. It's called Endgame. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins, and you'll actually hear interviews with several government assassins who were recruited to kill Americans, naval commander, political candidate, foreign leaders. Fascinating material, an interview with a man who talked to the man. In fact, he has the diary of the man who was recruited to kill General Patton. This is the sort of thing that really goes on. We do carry the book, a Target Patton, the plan to kill General Patton, and he was killed, as you remember, or at least he died, we're told he died. Oh, shucks, it was a little accident, and nobody else in the car was hurt, but of course he broke his neck and died. Poor General Patton. I honestly believe they killed him. But I know that they've tried to do the same thing with others. I have a book by a 4-star Marine general who told that he was actually recruited to go to Japan to discredit General MacArthur by Harlan Cleveland. Why would a 4-star Marine general lie? I don't think he was lying. This is sort of thing that really goes on. So you need to get the information, that new 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How are they destroying the lives of your children? You need to get the DVD. with Dr. Russell Blaylock, vaccines and brain development. Vaccines and brain development. And you need to understand that they are destroying our children's minds. Certainly the Amish children don't take the vaccines, don't get autism. You need to get a book, Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? And you let people know that they're destroying the lives of our children. And so, Bill Bundy, please pray for Radio Liberty, and may the Lord do it.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Tech.